Here's how you get them. If they bring a beer, you bring an old-fashioned. If they bring cheese curds, you bring a casserole. That's how you make friends. That's the Wisconsin way. That's Devil Radio.
These donated fighter jets, I'm not sure the origin of all of them, but they obviously have come from Western Europe. They're obviously coming from Western governments, and they're all going to be originally, in all likelihood, American-made, possibly from the United States, and there are some very skilled Ukrainian pilots. The idea is that they can take off from Poland. Russia can't do anything in Poland because Poland is a NATO country. And remember, Ukraine has a border with Poland. So they can come right up to the Ukraine border and whoosh, over it they go. Over it they go. Over it they go. And then there is this convoy of trucks, oil tankers, ordnance, artillery, combat vehicles, all coming in very orderly fashion down a highway. Why are they coming in orderly fashion down a highway? Because the ground over there typically in March 1st would be frozen, but it's not for whatever reason. They get bogged down. They have to stay on the road. It reminds me of British troops during the Revolutionary War and the Hessians. They have these bright red uniforms, and they come marching down the highway between Lexington and Concord, playing the flute, and they have their muskets, and they're going to shoot people. Well, the farmers in Lexington and Concord, the revolutionaries, our ancestors, these were not highfalutin people. These were farmers, and they did not want Britain running this country. They wanted their own country, and they just took pot shots at them from the forest as they walked by. That's what happened. What's going to happen here is, these guys should be sitting ducks, and these planes in Poland, they're going to have missiles. Two kinds of missiles are very, very important in Ukraine right now, Stingers and Javelins. Javelins are missiles that you shoot at a tank. This tank's coming along, and you just blast the living hell out of it, and everybody in it's gone, and so are his guns. A Stinger is surface to air to take down an airplane, and they're shoulder held. You can have a guy crouching behind a bush. Plane comes by, and it doesn't have to come by real close, and phew, up it goes. That's the end of that plane. And they're very hard to see from the ground. Guy's hiding behind a bush with what looks like a musical instrument on his shoulder, except it ain't a musical instrument. So these Ukrainian pilots, you're absolutely right, can just strafe. Now, in the Second World War, they would come in low and shoot machine gun bullets. That's ridiculous. These are going to be missiles. And those soldiers, they've lost 5,400 soldiers since February 24. That, as of yesterday, that was 4 days. Today it's 5 days, more than in the Chechenian War, which was a brutal, vicious war from 94 to 96, and they lost less than 5,400 people. So, Dick, good point. And these are donated airplanes. And remember something, a lot of the EU, some of them are Airbus, some of them are EU manufactured, but many of them are Boeing manufactured or US manufactured. These pilots are trained, they take off, and they have plenty of fuel, and those convoys should be sitting ducks. The problem is that if a country like Russia, which has nuclear weapons and very advanced missiles, wants to target missiles, they can shoot them from Moscow with precision. And they can shoot them right in the middle of Ukraine. They can shoot them right in the middle of Kyiv. They can kill everybody in Kyiv. Remember, even the Second World War, the Allies bombed Dresden because the Nazis had bombed London. And the Nazis targeted apartment buildings. The Allies targeted everything they could get. This is inhumane. We don't want this again. There's no reason for this. What the hell is the reason for this? You know what kills me about this? I got to tell you. If Russia had continued on its course that it had under Gorbachev and Yeltsin, and it were a democracy, and just increased trade, there are a lot of talented people, great musicians, mathematicians. Obviously, the Bolshoi Ballet. I've been to the Bolshoi Ballet in Moscow, Russia. Sat there, maybe the best ballet in the world. Sadly, they have a curtain. It's full of hammers and sickles. This was in 1997. It's full of hammers and sickles. But that's the way it is. And what happened was they decided to privatize their economy immediately and turned it over to oligarchs who stole it. Putin and the oligarchs steal about 80% of the trade surplus wealth in Russia, stolen over $1 trillion. That's why it's still a backward economy. And if anybody objects, they kill them. And they reverted to fascism. They reverted to authoritarianism. They don't call it communism, but it's a criminal state. It is a criminal state. But what if they hadn't done it that way? What if the state had continued to transition these companies with stockholders, not turning them over to autocrats? They were talking in 1992, 1991 about joining NATO themselves. There would have been an alliance from the Pacific to the Mediterranean to the Atlantic of Russia and all of Europe and the United States to contain various Islamic insurgencies and attack and contain China. And then hopefully change China's conduct and trade with them, get rid of nuclear weapons, and have peace around the world. But that didn't happen. That didn't happen. And so now what you have is Russia is uninvestable. They have closed their stock exchange for the second day because you can't have a stock exchange open when everybody wants to sell their stuff and there are no buyers because it's uninvestable. The ruble's under. Shelves are going bare in Russia. And they're not going to get replenished with any, they're not going to get replenished with any Western goods or U.S. goods. Russia is a pariah. Their athletes are not welcome. They say, fly from Moscow, Russia, to the United States, but if you've been on an international flight, remember the earth is round, so you have to go up in an arc. You go over it would be absurd, but they would have had to go through Canadian airspace. The Aeroflot flight got hours into the flight from Moscow, Russia, started to get into Europe. They had to avoid that. They turned around and went back. Because nobody wants them. They're seen as skunks. The people are not skunks. I have been to Moscow and St. Petersburg with a delegation from the Justice Department to talk about our constitution and laws. People are fine. Their leadership are skunks. We're going to the lines. David Amikwan, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, David?
They have a very large concern, and maybe you'd be able to help me out today. Accordingly, I did not realize this, that the Biden administration has been pursuing a deal, a new nuclear Iran deal, with the Russians being the main characters to finalize it. And apparently, in the new deal that they're talking about, that essentially after 2.5 years, everything is lifted for Iran to develop nuclear weapons. And they don't have to destroy their current stock of centrifuges. I mean, I don't understand that at all. I don't understand why they're pursuing it. And then on top of it, to not even have Congress take a look at it. Now, it's been delayed a little bit because what's been going on with the situation between Russia and Ukraine. But it seems like they're still keeping an open line of communication in trying to finalize that. That just blows my mind away, literally. No pun intended, but it just is shocking.
David, thanks for calling. We're going to a break. I'm going to respond afterwards. The short answer is, as you stated it, that's not the deal, and Ukraine has changed it all anyway. But I agree with you that Iran is a menace, and I have some ideas. I will respond more after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine tomorrow.